get in and what those cut lines are. But, you know, we're getting awful close to, like I said, a team going 2-5 in conference and making it. And I don't think that's something that anybody would be real excited about.
Right. Really watered down. What about the game of the week this week?
The Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy game of the week is an undefeated showdown in the Eastern Suburban Conference, just to the east of us here, as Partyville will travel to Cambridge. Both teams are undefeated. Cambridge has been pretty good over the years. Partyville's had some success in the past, but neither team has really done a lot lately. In fact, Partyville has missed the playoffs the last 2 years. Cambridge has just one playoff appearance in the last three seasons. But both teams are off to 6-0 starts and looking to take control of that conference race. So that's our Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy game of the week. Another undefeated showdown, though, not too far away, Lake Mills and Columbus. Both teams ranked in the top five of our latest coaches poll for Division IV. Both are undefeated, and that's going to be one of the spotlight games as well. And then how about the South Central Conference? I have to mention that one where the two conference leaders right now, Wisconsin Dells and Berlin, will square off. Dells hosting that game. Again, just not too far away from us.
What about eight-player football? Anybody in that realm that's looking at big games this week?
We've got actually two ranked matchups this week, including the biggest game in the state this week in our neck of the woods, as North Crawford will take on Highland. Both teams are undefeated. North Crawford is third in our latest eight-player coaches poll. Highland is fourth. That game will be held at North Crawford on Friday night, so that's a huge one in eight-player football. And then there's also a ranked matchup between Lena St. Thomas Aquinas and Wausaukee, way up in the northeastern part of the state.
Well, homecoming for Richland Center as they host River Valley tonight. And any homecoming memories that you have that are near and dear?
You know, I don't know how many homecomings I've made it back to since I graduated. Being off at college and then, you know, being in the real world and then, you know, for the last 16 or 18 years, whatever, having football responsibilities on the weekend. So I don't know how many I've made it back to. I mean, I remember in high school, obviously, it was a big deal. I think, you know, the dance and some of that stuff was maybe a little bit bigger deal than they do it now. But it's really a fun time. You know, the parade, the dance for the kids, the week of homecoming with the dress-up and theme days, with, you know, homecoming matchup in soccer and volleyball. I mean, it's a big deal. It's really fun. It's really important to the kids. As maybe we talked about last week, I don't remember, but coaches hate it.
Yes,
it throws
yes.
off their schedule. it creates distractions for kids. You know, if you've got kids that are on homecoming court and they're going to be out at, you know, go back at halftime and be on the court, procession and introductions, you know, that's a distraction. So as great as it is for the community and hopefully for alumni that come back, I know there's a lot of times there's reunions on homecoming weekend. For the football teams and especially the coaches, it's not as much fun.
I know that personally, I was 1-3, or my teams were, in homecoming, but that one we won was pretty memorable. So if you can win that game, it's pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I don't even remember what our results were on our homecoming football games. I remember, you know, it was obviously a fun time and a fun week, but I don't recall exactly how the games went.
We appreciate you joining us today, Travis. Thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the football tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, Phil, and go Hornets.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net here on WRCO Sports.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
And this is Tim Thede with WRCO Sports, and thank you for tuning in to the homecoming matchup between River Valley and Richland Center. Right now at the half, River Valley is leading Richland Center by a score of 12-6. Other scores around the league, and around high school, I should say. And at halftime, it's Ithaca leading Royal 21-0. And all these scores I'm reading are at halftime. Cuba City is leading Fenimore 36-0. Lancaster 28, Dodgeville 0. New Glarus 14, Platteville 7. River Ridge is beating Iowa Grant 41-0. Luther 21, Viroqua 0, Aquinas 32, Westby 0, Potosi Cassville 20, Wazika Steuben 0, and Berlin is leading Wisconsin Dells 21-6, Darlington 35, Lodi 3, and Mawson is leading Ripon 6-0. I have no report on the Riverdale basketball score. When I get that, I will definitely pass that along, and we will send it back to Avitus Ripfield and Mr. Phil Nee right after this.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
12-6 in favor of River Valley. We're back to the start of the third quarter, and the Hornets try an onside kick, and it is going to be recovered by River Valley. Covered up by Wesley Hatfield on the onside try by Grayson Banker, and River Valley will start out with great field position right there and just right around the midfield line. So River Valley gets over on that nice recovery there. Hatfield, he didn't waver. He made a nice play, and that's where the Blackhawks will take over at their own 46-yard line. So River Valley up for a first and 10 play, again leading 12-6. Scoreboard is dark here at Avitus Ripfield, so we're improvising with time. Can't even tell by the sun in the sky at night how to tell time. I'm not sure. Here we go with Lucas Klein at quarterback. They alternated between him and Fisk in the first half. And Klein takes the run after a nice block by Fisk. Gets across the 50 to around the 48-yard line. Several on the stop for the Richland Center Hornets. Led by Brady Dosh there, it looks like. Well, joining us in the booth, we've got some royalty up here. We've got one of the outstanding alumni, Rob Renish. How you doing, Rob?
Real good. Thanks, Phil, for having me.
Good to have you in here. We had Irv Peckham, who's the other honoree from the class of 62, and you from the class of 89. So you were introduced at halftime. How did that feel?
It was very good. It was cool. It was a real cool day today. It was nice to meet Irv. Really neat guy. We rode in the parade together, talked the entire time.
New friend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's great.
Second down play, River Valley. Here comes the snap out of the shotgun. Klein's going to air it out near side. Up in the air, two men, and it's no good. Incomplete. Intended for Plumlee on the near side and defended by Duncan Harper. So good coverage, third down play. So you did a lot of things through your career. I know Star Spangled is one of those. You volunteered for a lot of things. Any group you're most proud of?
Well, I think I would have to say I hang my hat on the Grace involvement. It's quite special. I love all the groups that I was a part of, and I have always enjoyed being a part of those events and all the awesome people that participate and help out and volunteer. But Grace is definitely pretty special, and it'll continue to be special.
Yeah, the legacy moves on from that. They had another great year this year. Just about blew me away.
Crazy. I just can't believe how it just keeps on trucking.
Play action, River Valley. Oh, nice pass completion to Quincy Blakely after a fake handoff. And Blakely gives River Valley a first down. Jaden Shep on the stop. One thing I wanted to mention was, now, is it true that you and Jamie Johnson were once the same height?
Like, believe it or not, I was a year older.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were the same height. That is true. That's
back
a true story.
Back in freshman year or so?
My freshman year, he was an eighth grader, but he might have been a little bit taller, but not much.
He quickly passed you then, didn't he?
He did, yes. It didn't take long.
Yeah, I saw some old photos. They're pretty sharp. First down, River Valley moving in the Richland Center territory. Ball is marked right around the 35, and River Valley tries a running play, and not much there as they roll across down to around the 33-yard line. So class of 89, who are some other members of your class just off the top of your head?
Oh, my gosh.
Some that I might recognize?
So many. Well, Jen Daly is a good friend of mine.
Sure, yep.
Val Perkins. I'm going to say their maiden names is what I'm going to do and get myself in trouble.
I probably might
There's
not
so
know.
Many. There's so many. I don't even want to go through them. Chris Woolley.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, remember Chris?
He's been honored.
Tuna. He has?
By the, wrestling.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Boyd Clarkson was in that class, Mark Cooey. I mean, there's a lot of people you're going to know.
Good people.
A lot of people still around, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Settle back in their hometown.
And we're supposed to have our 35th class reunion this year.
Klein throws a long pass. Is it caught down around the 10-yard line? Over the shoulder grab. It is Caden Plumlee who pulls it in, and River Valley is knocking on the door. How many years did you say?
35th class reunion.
My goodness.
Crazy to think that.
That's like where old people go, the 35 class reunion.
Well, or you don't. I don't even know if we're going to have one. Unfortunately, we haven't heard of anything. And
I've had my 40, and now beyond.
40, yeah. and more, right?
And beyond, yeah, 42. What is it now? I don't know. 42 since I've been out. First and goal, River Valley, marching right down the field in this first series after the onside kick attempted and failed by Richland Center, and the Hawks take advantage. There's the snap. Klein fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, caught down around the goal line by Blakely, and he is down around and in for a touchdown. River Valley scores again. Great play all the way around. Yes, and everything. I'm looking back to make sure there are no flags, and it is a touchdown. Quincy Blakely, nice grab. For River Valley, about a 10-yard pass. Klein with his second touchdown of the night. And now River Valley will talk about the extra points. They normally go for two in this situation. So that puts River Valley up by a score of 18-6. See, I have to use my general math skills tonight with no scoreboard, Rob.
Makes it tough. It's definitely tough to be up here and trying to pay attention. How much time is left and all that. Poor coaches.
Ryan Lemke's got the whiteboard down there. He'll be changing the score before too long. That's old school right there.
That sure is. Sure is. Speaking of old school, how long have you been at WRCO?
38 years. This is 38.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Longer than I've been out of high school.
Yes. There's a pass. The inside and caught by Gilbertson for the two-point conversion. Chase Gilbertson and River Valley, they convert, and they take it up 20-6. On River Valley. Well, we'll keep it here since we've got Rob. We're stealing you from your adoring public here a little bit. And what about your occupation right now? What are you doing now, Rob?
I work as a financial advisor at the People's Community Bank. I work in Spring Green and Richland Center.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I got people in both of these
fan
base here.
You got to kind of stay neutral tonight, don't you?
I really do. I'm in Hornet colors, but I'm wearing black and,
Yeah, they understand.
They'll get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a financial advisor. I get to help people with their retirements and everything to do with financial advising, budgeting, you name it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Got to be exciting.
My second career, so.
Yeah.
My first career was in hotels, restaurants, and after 25 years of that, I just switched, and I'm actually really enjoying what I do now.
They say you switch careers 7 times, so you got about 5 more to go.
Oh, there is no way. No way. I probably did 7 times in 7 different restaurants.
Yeah, maybe. Nice score by River Valley. They're up 20-6 here, trying to spoil the Richland Center homecoming, and Garcia will kick it off for the Blackhawks to Richland Center. Got a couple of men back deep to receive. Shep on the near side. And Osh on the far side. And River Valley getting set to put it in play after the quick score that started on their own 46. A quick drive. Here's the catch by Shep. Returns to the 30. Stutter steps 35. Bumps his way. And then going to lose a yard or two back to around the 33. So that's where Richland Center will take over there for their next play. Certainly, Irv Peckham, now he's written, I think, 3 books. Are you going to write a book then?
Well, I have to finish a paper that I have that I owe Gene Burkett from college yet. And then when I get that done, I might work on a book, but that's going to be a long ways away.
You mean that paper won't be good enough for a book, then?
Well, it might have to be if I ever get it done.
Mrs. Burke will have the red pen out.
She reminds me every time I see her.
Does she?
Well, not every time.
How'd you ever get your degree at the campus, then, without that paper?
Well, I had to take other classes instead because I just couldn't seem to write. It was the study of British literature, and it just wasn't for me.
Boy, that's tough.
I was more
of
a math guy, so...
Richland Center at its own 33-yard line. There's the snap to Shep. Handoff for Bosworth, and he rolls across the 35 to around the 36-yard line. Well, Rob, we appreciate you and all that you've done for the community. You've always been a good friend to us at WRCO. I still remember the night when you were working for Star Spangled and the flood came up. And you said, well, why don't you come down and use our offices? And I remember you and I were up on Tower Hill broadcasting for a while.
I remember you sending me to my truck to grab a CD because you didn't have any music.
We didn't have any music. Hey, Rob, you got any CDs in your truck?
Fortunately, I was able to come up with something. I don't know what it was at the time, but it worked for the time being.
We were hurting.
Man, that was definitely tough times.
It was
a good time, though.
That was the best of Alabama for the fifth time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Second down and 9 for Richland Center. Getting the ball back. It's important here for the Hornets to try and get back on track here. Get a little offensive mojo going. They split out Liam Fingerson wide to the right side. Three men left side. Shep in the backfield, and someone jumped offsides. Of course, both teams will kind of signal each other, but it was River Valley, so 5-yard penalty. But no, we appreciate you and appreciate you coming up. Congratulations. Well-deserved on the honor this year.
Thank you very much, Phil. And as always, Richland Center is really appreciative of WRCO as well and Civic Media. And their commitment to our community is amazing as well. And you've always been there for us.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for saying that. I appreciate that. Snap from center. Back to throw is Shep being rushed from the pocket. Now going to try to run it himself. He's got a little room. Gets a first down. And then finally spun around by Plumlee. But good to have you.
All right, good to be here. I got to go get some popcorn and some water. My wife sent me for like an hour ago. So.
Yes. And I imagine those grandkids, Emmy and Bubby, are probably down there, aren't they?
They sure are.
All right.
Enjoying the game.
Well, say hi to them for me, too.
Will do.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Rob. You bet, buddy. Yep. Coming up here, Rob Rennish here, outstanding alumnus. Richland Center trailing the River Valley Blackhawks by a score of 20-6 here during homecoming 2024. The Hornets trying to get something going here as they head near the midfield line, 47-yard line their own. It's a first and 10 for Shep in the offense. Kleppy the center. There's the snap. Rolling out the quarterback option pitch. Going left side. Dosh trying to break the corner. He's got a first down. Steps inside. Tripped up into River Valley territory around the 32-yard line. So a big gain of about 20 yards for Brady Dosh and some good work by the offensive line, pulling to the left side, Ethan Bindle, the center, Braden Kleppy, pulling out there as well, and Owen Jones for River Valley making the stop. This is the first possession for Richland Center in the second half. Down by a total of 14 points here in the game. First and 10, Hornets driving into River Valley territory from the 32-yard line. Splitting out wide to the near side, Fletcher Harper. And now joining him is Baker, awaiting the snap from center. There's the handoff, and Bosworth cutting off right tackle, puts the shoulder down, barrels his way for a good 8 yards. Got to the 25-yard line of River Valley before he is brought down by Owen Jones. Owen making a lot of plays here tonight, Caden Plumlee. And now the Hornets looking at a second down and short yardage. Well, if you can get some decent yardage on that first down play, as the Hornets did, then it makes the next couple of downs just a little bit easier. Ball at the 25-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark for Shep in the offense. Operating out of the I formation, Bosworth and Dosh just behind the quarterback. There's the snap from center. Running play off left tackle. And the Hornet line pushing and moving their way to a first down, looks like. Down to around the 20-yard line. Plumlee, the stop. Brady Dosh on the carry and a good block up front from Kleppy. And that will make it first down, first and 10 for Richland Center. Play comes in from the near side. Avery McGlynn runs that in for the Hornets. Chase Gilbertson leaving the game a little bit ago with a bit of an injury, but coming back here to make a two-point conversion catch for River Valley. The Blackhawks have been banged up. Last week during the homecoming game, there were at least six or seven players were out with injury. Snap from center, and the pass near side. It is caught and juggled. Now Harper moves to the 15-yard line. And they're going to say it was a catch. Pulled it off the carpet, a little bit of a low one. Got around the River Valley defense, Sam Poppy and Owen Jones. And that brings out second down and 5 yards to go. Richland Center's drive continues. And now after much discussion, they're going to say that the pass hit the ground. It was incomplete. So I'm not sure. They must have, I didn't see them going to committee, the officials, but asking maybe somebody that had a different angle about it, and they'll say that it was incomplete. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Richland Center Hornets. Schwitzenberg runs the play in. Now Shep joining the crew. Richland Center, ball on the stadium side. They'll send one man wide to the far side, Schwitzenberg. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. He has Bosworth just behind him. Harper in motion. Fake handoff to Harper. Throw over the middle. Caught there by Fingerson. And it's inside the 10-yard line to the 9. And it looks like a first down. So the tackle made by Poppy and company. And Cruz Salazar helping out on the block here on the near side. And the Hornets able to make some headway and move that ball. It is a first and goal right around the 10-yard line for the Hornets. River Valley leading 20-6. Richland Center trying to answer right now the previous couple of touchdowns by the Blackhawks. Hand off Bosworth. Pushes his way and down around the 6-yard line. That ball, it looked like they were trying to rip it loose. He holds on. Play is blown dead right around the 6-yard line. So the Hornets 6 yards to go for a touchdown. Second down and goal to go. Boy, this weekend's going to be a beauty for all of the things that are going on. The Badgers and Purdue tomorrow on WRCE. And then Packer football on Sunday right here on WRCO. Pre-game time, 1 o'clock, courtesy of the Green Bay Packer Radio Network. Second down play. The ball is marked at the River Valley 7-yard line. Bosworth and Harper split out left. Shep will take the snap out of the shotgun, rolling out on the quarterback option. Pow, the pitch is high, and Dosh somehow grabbed it, and then he is hit and dropped, and there looks to be a flag on the far side of the field. Boy, that one could have been disastrous. The pitch was just a little high. Dosh made a good grab, and then there were a couple of players right in his grill. And I guess the flag, it was not a flag. It was a marker thrown by the official. So no flag on the play. Third down, goal to go for the Richland Center Hornets. Ball is right around the 9-yard line now. Hornets trying to hit pay dirt, trailing in the game 20-6. Richland Center up to the football. Third down and goal. Ball is marked right around the 8-yard line. Awaiting the snap from center is Shep. There's the snap. Fakes the pitch. Rolling near side. Shep throwing on the run. Got a man wide open. It's caught for a Richland Center touchdown. Fingerson with the grab. And the Hornets score. Liam Fingerson from Jaden Shep. 8-yard touchdown play, and the Hornets started at their own 33, and they drive. So both teams have been driving here in this third quarter. Again, we don't have an update on time just yet. The Hornets will go for the two. That was well played, well executed, and Liam Fingerson could not have been more wide open. It is 20-12. We'll see what the Hornets decide to do here. It appears that they will be going for two. Richland Center missing the conversion on their other touchdown tonight. Out of the backfield. Here comes Jaden Shep, the quarterback, running to the near side. They're stopping now. River Valley coming after him. There's a pass to the end zone and incomplete. Good pressure by the Blackhawks. Kellen Jose was the first man out there to put pressure on the quarterback, and the two-pointer fails. 20-12, River Valley leading. It's a good one here at Avitus Rip Field on homecoming night 2024 in Richland Center. More in a moment. River Valley leads 20-12 by 8 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
15 seconds remaining. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. We just got an update from Leif Carlson, is doing the PA work tonight. Also some help from Sarah Pluckelman and Ken Feed. Kind of a tag team effort tonight on the PA. Ithaca leading Royal, 28-0 in the third quarter. Prairie du Chien 42-15 up on Broadhead Judah. Darlington leading Lodi 42-3. Fenimore 36, Cuba City 6. Lancaster 28-0 over Dodgeville as well in area football. River Valley will get it back now. The Hornets on their opening kickoff tried a non-side kick to start the second half. Now the Hornets are going to boot it deep. It goes to the right side, caught there at the 15 by River Valley. Good return to the 30, and they sprint ahead, getting going all the way to the 40, to the 46-yard line. The ball carrier upended there by the Richland Center Hornets. Good return by number 4, Chase Gilbertson, and the ball marked right around the 45-yard line. Chase Gilbertson recovered the fumble. He was not the return man, but the ball squirted loose on the tackle by Fletcher Harper, but that's where River Valley will take over. 20-12, they lead it here in the final couple of minutes of the third quarter. River Valley starting at its own 45-yard line. Poppy splits out to the left side. On the far side is Quincy Blakely. The quarterback, Lucas Klein. He has Andy Fisk to his right. Hornets dig it in on defense. There is the first down play. Snap right to Fisk. He tries to get around to the right side and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Hornets spread it out well. Good defense. Liam Fingerson helping out on the stop. It will be second down and 12 yards to go for the Blackhawks. River Ridge, 48-0, leading Iowa Grant in the third quarter. Here at Richland Center High School, Blackhawks leading it 20-12. If I have it in question, I just check the dry erase board down below us. Ryan Lemke doing a good job of updating that. Second down and 12 yards to go. Awaiting the snap is Klein, and he's back to throw. Lucas Plants, he's going to loft one over the far side. Poppy up in the air, knocked away, intercepted. There's a flag on the play, and intercepted by the Hornets. Return back to the 26-yard line. Knocked away by Harper and then picked off by Baker, but I believe there will be a pass interference call. And I guess it could go either way. Both were kind of up in the air going for the football, so the official coming to the near side. Yeah, it is against the defense. So pass interference, no interception on the play, and River Valley will keep the ball. So the pass interference jumping up to try and keep that ball away from Poppy was Harper. I'm not sure whether that is where the penalty was or it came somewhere else. The ball was deflected and then caught out here by Baker. So as they sort it out, River Valley will have the ball at the Richland Center 41-yard line. That's where the Blackhawks take over. Drive that started on their own 45-yard line. River Valley in Richland Center territory here as we get to the waning moments of the third quarter. First First down, there's a snap. Klein picks it up and now throws far side, tipped away by the Hornets. That was Bosworth who got a big mitt on it, and the pass was intended for Blake Lee. Second down. River Valley and Richland Center on a knockdown drag out here tonight at the Richland Center High School Sports Complex of Vitus Rip Field. Second down play. River Valley splitting out Blakely and Poppy here on the near side. Everybody else in tight. Klein, the quarterback. Fisk to his left. There's the snap from center. Fisk gets it. They reverse it, giving it back to Plumlee. Coming this way, cuts up the middle, and then backs his way down to the 30, to the 29-yard line of Richland Center. Or did he get that far? We'll see. He's not going to get a first down. So Plumlee on the reverse, and River Valley runs that pretty well. It'll be a third down and 4 yards to go where they mark him down. There are now 15 seconds remaining in the quarter. River Valley will head to the line for possibly one final play. They'll split out Keegan Heiser, wide right, and Quincy Blakely. Plumlee in tight on the near side. They always look for him to go in motion. Klein barking out the signals. And there's the snap from center. Fake handoff, and now they will hand off. It's going to be a running play to Fisk. And he gets to around the first down stick. Fisk had not carried it very often here in the half. And it looks like he will indeed have a first down. Liam Fingerson made the stop. That'll be the final play of the third quarter. A good one going on here tonight. I knew it would be. River Valley leading it by a score of 20-12. As we head toward the fourth quarter. Homecoming football coming your way tonight from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here we go, fourth quarter starting, 20-12, River Valley leading. And River Valley with the football in Richland Center territory. Ball marked just shy of the 30-yard line. First and 10 for Klein and the offense. Favreau the center. There's the snap. Fake handoff to Fisk, and now Klein's going to try to run it himself. Hornet spreading out the play, and they're going to drag him down as he gains maybe a yard as he falls ahead. Tackle is made by Kaizan Schwitzenberg. Klein with some Richland Center relatives. In fact, his father a graduate of Richland Center High School. I'm sure there are others that are playing for the opposite side that has some roots maybe on the other team. Second down play for the River Valley Blackhawks. Darlington leading Lodi 49-3. That's in the third quarter. Aquinas all over Westby 44-0. Ithaca, last word, leading 28-0 over Royal in the third quarter. Here it is 20-12. River Valley Blackhawks with the ball in Richland Center territory at the 29-yard line. Second down. Back to throw Klein. He's got plenty of time. Guns it over the middle. He's got Plumlee, and he can't get it. Well played by the Hornets right at the goal line. Several on the play again. That was Brenton Baker who broke it up. That'll be third down play coming up for the River Valley Blackhawks. Klein lofted it. Boy, it was going to go, but Baker got just enough on that ball to knock it over. Ithaca now leading 35-0 over Royal in the third quarter. That would mean the continuous clock will now run. Third down, River Valley in the Richland Center area of the 28-yard line. Hornet defense has been rising to the occasion here tonight. Awaiting a snap from center. Someone jumped and flags fly. River Valley. Somebody flinched on the line, and that'll be a 5-yard penalty. So the Blackhawks will back up for now. And River Valley will assess the situation now. For the first down, they need to get to the 20-yard line of Richland Center. Third down play coming up. Klein from the far side coming in with the play. And now the Blackhawks up to the football. Poppy and Blakely on the left side split out. Klein, the quarterback. Fisk to his right. Plumlee is the halfback now. There's the snap. Back to throw. Is Klein going to gun it toward Plumlee? Up in the air. Incomplete. And no flags on the play. Duncan Harper sealing the deal on the wide receiver there. And Harper and Baker really playing well defensively here for the Hornets defense. Fourth down for River Valley. Blackhawks, I'm pretty sure, will go for it here in this situation. They're going to talk about it. The penalty proving costly. Backing them up here for a fourth down, about 14 yards to go from the 34. Got to get to the Richland Center 20, and River Valley will talk about it. Fourth quarter rolling here at Richland Center High School. Blackhawks leading it 20-12 over the Hornets. River Valley up to the line. They are set. Klein in the backfield. Favreau ready to snap the ball. The line is set. There it is. Back to throw. Is Klein going to gun one over the middle? And it's Poppy, and it's going to be knocked away and intercepted by Richland Center at the 10. Moving it back to the 15, to the 20. Flag flies as Jaden Shep is pushed out of bounds after a pickoff, and flags fly everywhere. Jaden Shep with a return. And we'll see what the flag is about. So both teams have had a couple of just real defensive gems there, and that was one for the Richland Center defense. Sumner Knockreiner picked off a pass for River Valley against Richland Center. So we'll see what the call is. I believe the interception will stand. So the return by Shep probably will be nullified. So for River Valley, it kind of acts as a punt, if you will. Shep with a good return. So the personal foul after the interception assessed against the Hornets moves the ball back to the 19-yard line. Richland Center keeps the football. They've got it at their own 19-yard line after the interception on the tipped pass by Jaden Shep, pass intended for Sam Poppy. 20-12, River Valley here in the fourth quarter. Hornets start out at their own 19-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Everyone digging in here for River Valley's defense. They've got him out in man coverage on the right flat. Shep under center. There's the snap. Jaden will hand off, and Dosh breaks through. Big run. He's got a first down and then going. Up to the 45, to the 47-yard line. And another flag flies after the tackle. Brady Dosh makes the run. Plumlee with a tackle, and we'll see what the flag is about. Right now, the Hornets, after a big gain, it is a first down. And I'm not sure. Did they pick the flag back up? They were... Oh, it was a warning. Okay, sideline warning on Richland Center. I think the coaching staff may have been a little bit aggressive when we're across the lines there. So they did throw a flag, but it was a warning flag. First and 10 for the Richland Center Hornets from right around the 45-yard line. First and 10, under center is Shep. Out of the I formation, awaiting the snap. There it is, hands off to the halfback. Dosh cradles the ball off right tackle. Rolls out to around the 49-yard line. A gain of a couple of yards. Tackle made by River Valley's Brady Blado. second down play. The Hornets trying to take it down and possibly get a score and a two-point conversion, down by eight here in the homecoming game. I have seen both teams an equal number of times this year, and was telling people today I thought it's going to be a close game, and I'm right. 20-12 down the stretch. Blackhawks had led by 14 at one point. Hornets trying to score two unanswered touchdowns. There's the snap. Shep out of the shotgun. Rolls back to the 40. Now running it. 45-50. 45 of River Valley. Spun around. Down to around the 41-yard line. Good run. Owen Jones for River Valley makes the tackle. And the Sticks will move on.
Owen Jones with the tackle.
20-12, River Valley leading. The Hornets are driving. First and 10 from the 41 of River Valley coming up.
9 minutes,
47 seconds. Thank you, Mr. Carlson. Again, no scoreboard here at Richland Center tonight. I am told, just kind of maybe guessing, but we did hear tell that it could be a power supply in the scoreboard that went bad. First and 10 for the Richland Center Hornets. There's the snap. Oh, fumble loose, and then Shep gets on it. Shep got on it. That could have been a disaster for Richland Center. Brings up second down and 10 yards to go. No gain on the play. So the ball remains right around the 40-yard line of River Valley. They will change footballs to keep one of them dry in this situation. Following our fourth quarter, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show here on WRCO. So coming in from the near side with the play is Avery McGlynn, and the Hornets head to the football. Second down and 10 yards to go. Ball right around the 40-yard line of River Valley. Shep operates under center. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to the near side. They're coming after him. A little pass deflected in the air. Picked off by River Valley. Caden Plumley picked it off on a short pass. It looked like it could have been intended for McGlynn. And Caden Plumley gets the INT for River Valley, and they'll take it back. Tough break for the Hornets. We've got a couple of tipped passes tonight. Jaden Shep's intercept was a result of a tipped ball. So Richland Center gives it up on the interception, and River Valley takes back over. In around 9 minutes remaining, River Valley starting at its own 38-yard line, leading in the ball game, 20-12 here at Avitus Rip Field. It's been a quick moving ball game. As homecomings go, a fairly long halftime show here tonight, but certainly a very enjoyable one. Hats off to Jeff Behrens and the band. I thought the marching band did an exceptional job tonight. Did a little Beatles medley, and they look good in their lines. First down, there's the snap from center, and Fisk operating out of the Wildcat and takes it and gets across the 35 to the 36-yard line. You're going to mark that almost 6 yards, I should say 4 yards, 6 yards to go for a first down. Second down after Bosworth makes the tackle. Potosi Cassville leading Wazika Steuben 27-0. That's in the fourth quarter tonight. Lancaster up on Dodgeville at last word, 28-0. Ithaca was leading Royal 35-0 at last word in the third quarter, getting the continuous clock going. Here in Richland Center, River Valley leading it 20-12. We're in the fourth. Blackhawks with the football just across the 40-yard line. Lakely splitting wide to the near side. Joined by Klein. Fisk is the quarterback, and the whistles will sound, and I believe there has been a timeout taken by River Valley. They might have been taking maybe a little bit more time than they wanted to. Did not want the delay of game penalty. So timeout on the field. High school football tonight. 7:20 remaining. River Valley leading 20-12 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's Rubs. You won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Plumlee trying a running play after the timeout, gets all the way to a first down and deeper into Richland Center territory, but I believe it might be coming back. There is a flag on the play. Tackle made by Fletcher Harper. Both teams getting a few penalties called against them. So that'll be, looks like a holding penalty against River Valley after a real blue-collar effort there. Moving the ball ahead for the River Valley Blackhawks, but it was not to be. 20-12, River Valley in the lead here at Avitus Rip Field. Rippon leading Mauston by a score of 15-6. Second and 15 for the River Valley Blackhawks. Ball is going to be marked right around the 34-yard line, their own. They're leading, and of course, don't need to be in a huge hurry with an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. Fisk will operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Andy rolls to his left side, follows a blocker, and then the Hornets break through and get toward him. Then he gets ahead, gets back to the original line of scrimmage. It looked like Richland Center was going to throw him for a loss. But Fisk gets nearly 5 yards. Third down and 10 yards to go. Here for the River Valley Blackhawks. Dosh on the stop. So working the football with 6:25 remaining, the River Valley Blackhawks. Riverdale leading Boscobel 12-6. That's in the third quarter in the battle for the paddle tonight. That's another really good rivalry game. Third down and 10 for River Valley. Ball marked on their own 37-yard line. The line is set. Man in motion. There's the snap to Fisk. Uh-oh, halfback option. They pitch it to Klein, and he throws it. It's caught on the sideline by Coach Troxell. Incomplete, intended for Plumlee. Fourth down and 10 yards to come up for the River Valley Blackhawks, and it looks like they will be into a punting situation. Berlin leading Wisconsin Dells 28-6. That's in the third quarter. Seventh week of the season. Two more weeks of the regular season. My goodness. It is getting a little chilly out there tonight, though. A lot of fans brought the heavier jackets tonight. You can kind of feel that cold air really settling in tonight. It does feel a little more like fall. Fourth down and 10, and River Valley will punt it away. Klein punts one into the night. It bounces around the 26-yard line, and that's where Richland Center will take over. In fact, the official moving up 5 yards, and will mark it at the 34. So River Valley, after getting an interception recorded by Caden Plumlee, they will punt it away, and Richland Center takes over again. Hornets at their own 35-yard line. Cuba City leading Fenimore 40-12 in the fourth. On the Phil Knee flip phone. 5:40 remaining here in the ball game. River Valley leading it 20-12 over the Richland Center Hornets. The Phil Knee flip phone, by the way, is sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. First down and 10, Richland Center, own 35-yard line. There's the snap. Shep hands off, running play, Dosh bowls his way to around the 40-yard line and out near the 43. Dosh tackled by Chase Gilbertson. Gain of 7 yards for the Hornets. A Bosworth and company. Moving the pile a little bit on that right side. Escorting Brady Dosh for the run. Second down. Hornets turned it over last time after starting to get a pretty good drive going. Second down play, short yardage. Shep under center. There's the snap. Handoff for the second man through. Nowhere for Dosh. Brought down by Plumlee. What a play. Behind the line of scrimmage, Caden Plumlee spins him around like a record, and that goes to the 40. Make that the 30. Let me see. Where are they? Hard to see the sidelines, folks. The 40-yard line. That's where it is. 40-yard line, third down, and 5 yards to go for Richland Center. So the Hornets, again, we're being updated on a semi-regular basis on how much time there is left in the game. River Valley leading by 8 in the fourth quarter. Third down, 40-yard line area. There's the snap. Fake pitch by Shep. He's back to throw a little screen. It is caught near side by Bosworth. Stiff arms one. First down, Bosworth. Down the sidelines, 40, 30. Pulled out of bounds by River Valley. Lucas Klein with a touchdown saving hit out of bounds and a well-executed screen pass play by the Richland Center Hornets. So they drive a little deeper into River Valley territory. The out-of-bounds mark right around the 30-yard line. Good gain to Wes Bosworth. Just over 4 minutes remaining in the football game. River Valley leading 20-12 here in homecoming football 2024. A win would be very helpful for either team if they have any confidence in trying to get to the postseason in a few weeks. First and 10, Shep with a man in motion from the far side. There's the snap, fake handoff. Shep, pretty good protection, rolls to the right side as the pocket breaks down. Now going to run it himself. Shep steps inside and caught from behind right around the 23-yard line. So he's going to gain about 8 yards on the play. Sam Poppy on the tackle for River Valley. That'll bring up second down and about 2 yards to go. Gain of 8 yards on the run by quarterback Jaden Shep. Hornets trying to keep on driving and also trying to take that time down, trailing by 8. 2 minutes, 30 seconds remaining with a quick moving clock here tonight. One man wide, now two. Dosh and Fingerson on the far side. Harper joined by near side Avery McGlynn, and one man in the backfield, that is Shep. Rolls right side, throws complete. Dosh turns in, first down. He's out of bounds right around the 12-yard line of River Valley. Ushered out of bounds by Lucas Klein and company. Sumner Knockreiner as well on the coverage. First and 10, Richland Center. Ball is marked at the 14-yard line. 20-12, River Valley. Richland Center driving for a possible late score and a two-point tying conversion.
3 minutes.
Okay, well, we're trying to... Okay, 3 minutes remaining. I thought they said two a little bit ago, but again, sometimes hard to hear. 3 minutes remaining in the game. Richland Center on the drive. Again, we're operating without a score clock tonight from the get-go. First and 10, one man wide to the right side. Under center is Jaden Shep. There's the snap for the River Valley 13. Shep is back to throw. Looking. Now gets out of the pocket, has to run. Shep is caught from behind and brought down. He got across the line of scrimmage, maybe for a gain of a yard. And I think a timeout may have been used. Owen Jones on the stop for River Valley. Under 3 minutes remaining, it is a 20-12 River Valley lead over Richland Center. The Hornets driving, they're knocking on the door, and we'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978. And features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Thanks to our sponsors of local sports at WRCO. We'll see these two teams meet in volleyball on Tuesday night, and that is always a party. Second down and 10 yards to go for Richland Center. Ball marked around the 13 of River Valley. Jaden Shep looking left, looking right. He's got two men left and two men right. Bosworth in the backfield. There's a quick throw, and it's incomplete. Behind the line of scrimmage intended for Harper, and that'll bring up third down and 10 yards to go. Ithaca leading Royal 35-7. That's in the fourth quarter on the Phil Nee flip phone. 20-12. River Valley in the lead. This is kind of it for the Richland Center team. They want to continue on and try to get something done on homecoming. The best they can do right now, if they can score and get a two, is to tie the game and set up for a potential overtime. River Valley has led after taking the lead right before the halftime break. Third down, Richland Center, River Valley territory at the 13-yard line, third and 10. There's the snap to Shep. Jaden back, rolling to his right, looks there. Now he's going to run, a little light of day. He's moving, grooving down around the five. Close to a first down is the quarterback, Jaden Shep. Bit of a broken play there. Abe Bosworth leading away on the run. And where do they mark it? Oh, it is short. Fourth down and less than a yard for the Hornets. Ball game coming here right now. And the Hornets, this is such a huge play, I believe they'll use another timeout. 20-12, River Valley. Again, I don't know whether Leaf has mentioned the time remaining lately, but we'll find that out for you. We're going to take a break and come back with more. 20-12, River Valley leading. They're trying to hang on. The Hornets trying to push it to the end zone on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Just over 2 minutes remaining in the football game tonight, 20-12, River Valley in the lead. Riverdale leading Boscobel 19-6, we're told, in that game. Getting late in that battle for the paddle as well. Hornets have it in River Valley territory. Fourth down and a yard or less. Hornets trying to keep it going. Now 2:19 is the announced time to go in the game. There's the snap. Richland Center running it near side. They're down around the goal line. I don't think they got it. They did not get past the line of scrimmage. I thought they were going to pitch out. Shep trying to keep it himself. It's really, really close. Shep on the keeper. River Valley was celebrating and saying that they didn't get it. And I think it's close enough for our first measurement of the night. Oh, my goodness. Nervous times here at DeVitus Rip Field for both teams. If it didn't go, then the Hawks get the ball back. Richland Center, I believe, would have just one timeout remaining. The Blackhawks would have the ball with their backs against the wall. So here comes the chain gang for the moment of truth. Did the Hornets get the first down? They are stretching out the chain, stretching it out. And everybody watching, everybody closed down, and looks like River Valley is going to hold them. It is so close. River Valley celebrating. My goodness. Credit the Blackhawk defensive line. They were able to push him back there a little bit. The Hornets were trying to get a little bit of light of day there. Shep on the quarterback keeper and did not get it. So the Hornets turn it over on downs with just a couple of minutes left in the ball game. River Valley hanging on to a 20-12 lead. Now if you're the Blackhawks, you got to be fairly careful. They will take over right around their own 5-yard line is where the ball is marked. First and 10, River Valley.
Clock remaining in 2:16.
2:16 left in the football game. So awaiting River Valley's arrival at the line. The Blackhawks will try to take a little time off as well. 8-point lead. Poppy, near side, awaiting the snap from center will be Fisk. There's the snap. Low snap. He's going to run it himself. Fisk gets around the end and then bounces his way. It's fumbled. Looks like, is it? And there's a pileup for it. And finally, the ball is going to be marked right around the 9-yard line. Who has it? Richland Center is saying they do. Richland Center is saying they do, and they do. Fumble on the play. Wow. Fingerson and company celebrating. Hornets recover a fumble. Again, there was a big fist running to the left side, and then there's this big scrum, and all of a sudden I saw a ball hit the carpet, and then it looked like the Hornets might have tried to pick it up. So, fumble by River Valley. How about that? Richland Center takes over at the River Valley 9-yard line. 20-12 in favor of River Valley. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go. River Valley by 8. Hornets at the River Valley 9-yard line after the fumble. First and goal to go for the Hornets. Shep out of the shotgun. There's